Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 8, Army of One. Part 8.
Halliwell, speak up. Stop muttering.
Yes, I would first like to demand that nothing is done to jeopardize my work. It must be preserved at all costs.
Your work? You mean the whole thing with defiling corpses and playing around with illegal tech?
You have no idea what this could mean to humankind.
Listen, asshole. You're in no position to bargain. Tell us how to stop Carver, or we'll let Millikan have their way with you.
All right. Once I've explained everything, I'm sure you'll understand.
Yeah, get on with it.
So, you already know, the implant that is inserted into the subject's skull is responsible for communication. It both transmits biometric data from the host and also receives instructions from the control center. I built my own end-to-end encrypted channel to carry that data, but it might be possible for us to intercept it.
So there's a way to block Carver from controlling the ghosts?
I think so.
Why didn't you tell us that before?
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
It's not that simple. I went to great lengths to prevent this kind of interference from taking place.
Because you figured that you'd be the one who was always in control, right?
Of course.
So how do we do it?
The communication system I implemented doesn't traverse the grid in the conventional sense. I knew there would be too many prying eyes that way. Instead, I base the transmissions around the old grid node system that's in place throughout the strata.
Grid nodes? You mean those rusty old towers with the transmitters on tap? I remember those. They were shut down decades ago.
No, they're still very much operational. You see, they're considerably lower bandwidth than the newer grid infrastructure, and that's why most applications stopped using them. But the advantage they have is that the transmitters are extremely sensitive. That feature has allowed me to use signaling technology that can't be picked up by most modern equipment.
If you're transmitting on a certain frequency, can't we just block it? That would stop Carver from sending instructions.
That won't work. Even if we could build a jammer large enough to block every tower in Dockerton, there's a failsafe built into the implant should communications go down. The host will continue on with the last designated command set that was issued. So in this case, the subjects will keep carrying along with their current duties.
Like killing and maiming, that kind of thing?
That's right.
So we have to issue new commands rather than just blocking Carver's comm system?
Exactly.
How do we do that?
I've never attempted this in practice, but I think I can put together a substitute module that will act as a man-in-the-middle agent, something that will fool the subjects into thinking it's actually the command center.
And then you can tell them to stop what they're doing.
That would be fraught with danger. Carver will discover the agent, most likely within a few minutes, and change the encryption. We'd be back at square one.
So what's the point?
I propose that we send a kill command to the subjects.
A kill command?
Yes, an instruction set that will cause the nanites to begin attacking the host's body instead of repairing it. The host will be rendered catatonic instantly and die within a couple of minutes, but it would be a terrible waste of research.
Does anyone have a problem with the kill command idea?
Not at all.
Hell no.
Right, settled. So how do we do this?
It's not going to be easy. We'll need to broadcast a signal from one of the grid nodes in order for the hosts to receive it.
That shouldn't be a problem. I know the location of plenty of those things.
Remember, Rust, the streets are crawling with ghosts. It might not be as easy as you think.
How many ghosts does Carver have out there? Halliwell, can you give us any numbers?
No, I can't. His army is increasing every minute.
What? How?
Carver has a technician working for him. Hagmeyer, I believe, is the name.
Hagmeyer's in on this, too. I thought he was in Blackhall.
Must have escaped with Carver and Gnarly, the little bastard.
Whatever the case, Hagmeyer has developed a self-replicating system. A whole assembly line where subjects are given specific roles. First, soldiers that have instruction sets for manufacturing implants. Others that are tasked with rounding up suitable candidates for implanting. And others still who perform the insertion.
Ghosts who are building more goddamn ghosts.
Yes.
But there's only so many he can build, right? When he runs out of holochips, that's the end of it.
The last time I saw, Hagmeyer had already identified several sources for the holochips. Enough to build 10,000 implants.
10,000?
Maybe more.
So the clock's ticking here. We need to get this module installed in the grid node and send the kill command before this army gets any bigger.
The creation of the substitute module will take time, assuming it even does what I hope.
How long?
A few hours at least.
Hours? We're gonna be swimming in ghosts by then.
Wait a second, Rust. Halliwell's module might not be our only weapon here.
What have you got in mind, C?
What if we hit the bastards on multiple fronts? Smash the supply chain. I already know the location of those holochip supplies. I spent days looking into it, remember?
Yeah, so?
So, if those chips are destroyed...
You can't build more goddamn ghosts.
Yeah, I'm not saying we could stop them altogether, but we could sure as hell slow them down. Buy us some time.
I like it. Good thinking, see?
You're going out there? Are you sure about this?
We'll use the van, stick to the back streets. Hopefully avoid trouble.
If you do decide to go through with that idea, I should warn you to stay away from any subjects you see out there.
Oh yeah? Oh, thanks for that tip. You hear that, Rust? Stay away from Ghost. Would never have figured that one out on our own.
No, I mean don't even touch them. Don't make physical contact, especially if you've never been inoculated against blood rot.
Inoculated against blood rot? What does that have to do with anything?
If you catch blood rot, it will be fatal unless treated.
Yeah, no shit. Why do you... Wait, catch it? Wait a second. Are you saying the ghosts have something to do with blood rot?
Blood rot is, how do I put it, another bug in the program that I'm still trying to overcome.
A bug? What the hell are you talking about?
The nanites I've developed, the ones that return the dead to life, travel to all cells in the body, even the subject's skin. It's possible for them to be transferred across to another host via physical contact.
So the nanites can cross over from a dead person to a living one?
Yes, when that happens, the nanites continue trying to do their work, but when there's no implant present to exert a controlling influence, things can go wrong. The nanites will start to inadvertently damage the host, with fatal consequences.
Are you telling me that this resurrection technology of yours is the cause of that goddamn disease? You invented blood rot?
As I said, it's a bug in the system.
Blood rot has been killing people in the thousands around here, you piece of shit. Do you know how much suffering you've caused?
There's a simple treatment that neutralizes the nanites. It's commonly available.
Right. The blood rot cure. But no one can afford it here in Dockerton.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, unfortunate, huh? You don't know the meaning of unfortunate.
Hey, hey, Ximena, step back. Come on.
I knew you wouldn't understand. Any of you, you're too stupid, too short-sighted to grasp the importance of my achievements.
Shut up and sit down, Halliwell.
The human race is fighting a war here. Do you understand that? And we've been losing it since the very start of our existence. Ever since the first single-cell organism came into being, it was intrinsically bound to its own demise, inescapably spiraling towards its own destruction. And now, here we are, countless generations later, still subject to the same fate. Yet, I've created a way to fight back. A weapon that can finally end this war. And you want to sit there and lament some minor casualties we've suffered along the way. Well, I'm sorry, but I consider it a sacrifice worth making. And I'm willing to lead this fight, even if you're all too blind to follow.
You're not a soldier, Halliwell. You're a leech, chewing up and spitting out those less fortunate than you, just so you can carry on some misguided fantasy of living forever. But I guess people from Dockerton are expendable, right?
I don't care where the subjects come from. They could come from anywhere as far as I'm concerned.
So how many of your subjects were taken from morgues in Highgate City? Yeah, I thought so.
I've heard enough of this. We can sit around arguing ethics with this guy all day, but it won't get us any closer to fixing our problem. We need to get to work.
Are we going to just let him get away with this? We all heard what he just admitted to.
We heard, but Sienna's right. There's not much we can do about it now.
Yeah, like it or not, he's part of our plan to stop this thing.
Yeah, assuming he can build this gadget of his.
Halliwell, what do you need to get started on the intercept module?
I can put together a list of components, I suppose. There's nothing too exotic required. It's more the logic, the programming that will take time.
Get started and we'll take it from there. See? You're with me. Let's make some plans around disrupting Carver's supply chain.
On it.
I'll work with Emily to see if we can get in touch with anyone on the grid. Find out the latest on what's happening out there.
Sure. Sounds like we've all got plenty to do. Let's get started.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
What's the matter, Tenikoff? Why are you changing direction?
I'm heading toward the checkpoints, just like we talked about.
But the main road was straight ahead.
I've lived in Dockerton a lot longer than you, Summers. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
You sure?
Listen, if we're gonna do this thing together, we gotta trust each other. Not gonna make it if you're always second-guessing every decision I make.
Yeah, but...
Our objective is to find civilians on their way to the checkpoint, right?
That's the plan.
This route uses some back streets, but it's shorter than the main road by almost a click. Since all the auto cabs were shut down, the civilians are gonna be on foot. They'll choose the most direct path.
Yeah, all right, makes sense.
Yeah. You seen anything in that scope you brought along?
Seen a few insurgents around the place. Their eyes stand out bright as day on this thing. It's pretty damn creepy, if I'm honest.
No civilians?
No, they... Wait a second, turn right. Here, this way.
How many?
20, maybe 25. Not a silver eye among them.
We can probably fit close to 50 in the back of this transport in a pinch.
Yeah, this'll be a good start. Slow down. They're running this way.
I bet we're a sight for sore eyes. We... Contact! 2 o'clock!
Pull up. Let me get a clear shot. Take the left flank. Watch your six.
I've got the repeater!
Everyone! This way! We're here to help!
I've got more of them! 9 o'clock! God damn it, they're coming from everywhere!
Keep shooting!
Those people aren't gonna make it! They're cut off!
Wait here!
Hey! Stay in cover!
Get away from there, people! God damn it! Get the hell off me! Holy shit! Tenikoff? Where'd you learn to shoot like that?
Sure as hell wasn't from the goddamn handbook. Come on, get up.
Where'd everyone go? There's nothing here but dead bodies.
The insurgents ran off that way, to the east.
Where are all the civilians?
They took them.
What?
The insurgents grabbed them and carried them off.
Taking hostages, huh? We have to go after them.
Wait a sec, Summers. I think they're already dead.
The hostages?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Why take them hostage, then?
I don't know, but I saw it with my own eyes. A guy over here had his head crushed, bleeding out everywhere, and the insurgents came and took him. And a woman over by the wall, they put a shiv right through her heart before they dragged her away.
At least some of them must still be alive, Tenikoff. Time's wasting.
Yeah, I guess we have to find out for sure. I'll bring up the transport. You check to see if any of these ones who got left behind are still breathing.
Yeah, okay. And Tenikoff! Thanks.
Anytime.
There.
Hey, Sienna? Sorry to bother you, but have you got a minute?
Jimena, what's up?
Well, Emily and me have been searching a lot of stuff on the grid over the last few hours. And, well, most of it's garbage, but we thought you should see this.
What have you got?
It's a video of, well, you should probably just watch it for yourself.
Even after all these years, it still amazes me, you know, how some people can be so stupid. I mean, this is me we're talking about. Gnarly. One of the baddest pieces of work you're likely to run into this side of the Deadlands. I've splattered more heads in my time than the Lacerator himself, and yet there are idiots out there who think they can mess with me. Well, now you're about to find out what happens. Take a look at this.
Hey, that's my place.
Welcome to Central Midtown. See this flaming bonfire that used to be your workshop? A little someone who lived here thought it might be a good idea to bop me in the face, not once, but twice. And this is what happens, see? I always get the last laugh. So, if you happen to take a gander at this video, my little friend, you should know that I'm not done with you yet. I'm gonna get you. Get you good. Hey, anyone got some marshmallows? Be ashamed to waste a good fire. Come on, get them while they're hot.
Okay, shut it off.
I spent 10 years building up that place. All the inventory, all the tools, the...
It's okay, C. Once this is over, we'll all pitch in and help you get back on your feet.
You just can't snap your fingers and make this all better, Rust. Most of that shit was irreplaceable.
I'll help you, Sienna. Any way I can.
Me too. Thanks, guys. Well, I guess I shouldn't get all worked up over one little fire when the whole of Dockerton was getting raised out there.
Here, I've got just the tonic you need. How about some payback?
Payback?
Yeah. Two can play at this Raging Inferno game. Check it out.
Russ, what is all this stuff?
These are Molotov cocktails. I put them together with some of the bits and pieces you had lying around in here.
Molotov cocktails? Never heard of them. Looks like some old school shit.
I'm an old school kind of guy. Here, take a look. You light this part and throw it, and then when it lands...
Yeah, I get it. Not exactly laser-guided frag grenades, are they?
We don't have to be surgical with this thing. Our objective is to trash those chips. Doesn't matter how we do it.
Good old-fashioned blaze. We'll get the job done, no doubt about it.
We just have to get close enough to throw these babies inside the targets.
Could be a problem if they're being guarded.
You've got the location sorted out, right?
Yeah, the trip's all planned out.
Then it's settled. You can leave the rest to me.
Rust, I like your confidence, but are you up to this?
Of course I'm up to it.
I don't know, pal. Especially after the way things went in Highgate City.
The way things went? Hang on. What's this about?
Oh, you haven't told her yet.
There's nothing to tell.
Rust is sick, Jimena. He's acting all tough, but...
I'm not sick. It's just a couple of the usual glitches. Nothing bad.
Actually, it looked pretty bad to me.
You knew about this too?
He had a seizure just as things got heavy up there. Sorry, I didn't know if I should say anything.
And this isn't the first time it happened.
Okay, just stop. You people are making a big deal out of nothing.
That's not true, Jimena. It's serious.
Why didn't you tell me about this, Rust?
Because there's nothing we can do about it, all right? Especially not now.
I keep telling him to take it easy, but he won't listen.
What happens if these seizures keep happening?
He could die.
This is ridiculous.
Rust, how could you keep this from me?
I knew you'd flip out about it.
Damn right.
So what am I supposed to do? Tiptoe around, trying not to bump into anything? It doesn't exactly fit in with my lifestyle.
Well, for a start, you can forget about going on this trip to blow stuff up.
Who's gonna do it then? Tell me who else in this room can navigate their way across Darkathan as well as me.
I could try.
Listen, Ximena, I appreciate the concern, but I'm all right. Really, I'm not going to drop dead. And besides that, like it or not, you need me in the game. I'm the best person for the job.
Like talking to a brick wall, isn't it?
But he has a point. Yeah, I know he does.
It's settled then. For now, we continue on with the plan.
I guess that's how it has to be. Give me a little more time to finalize these locations and we'll be good to go.
Ximena, Emily, are you too comfortable with keeping an eye on Halliwell while we're gone?
And that guy? Yeah. I've got his scrawny ass covered.
Besides, I don't think he's in a hurry to leave here.
All the same, he might try something. Be on your guard.
For a little extra insurance, I've also got this.
A gun? I didn't know you carried.
Actually, pal, I gave it to her. Gnarly dropped it at the clinic, so I brought it back for safekeeping. Thought Ximena might get some use out of it.
Maybe it's you guys who should have it. While you're out there, I mean.
I'd be more comfortable knowing that you, Emily, and Carlita are protected. You keep it.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Anything else?
No, but as soon as this whole thing is over, we're going to sort out those seizures of yours. You got that, Rust?
Sure, no probs.
And I want you to... Well, just be careful out there on the road.
I'll look after him, Ximena. You can count on it.
Hey, chill out, people. The road is my natural habitat, right? For a guy like me, there's no safer place I could be.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. There you'll also find character concept art, behind-the-scenes discussions, and much more, including the complete subscription-only series The Strata, Luna. And don't forget, Patreon provides its own RSS feed link, which means you can keep listening on your favourite podcast app. I hope you have the chance to check it out. Season 8, Army of One. Starring Jason Turoy, Rhiannon Marshall, Eliza Marteja, Sam Slade, Michelle Mosley, David Cook, Luke Wheeler, Wyatt Henry, Zachary Silva, Areem Jew, Ross Camsell, Sean Siegler, Jerry Harris, Paul Moran, Kimberly Cochran, Jenna Rose, Liz Morey, Christoph Lander, Ian DePriest, Kieran Davey, Nicholas Yuen, Patrick Hurt, and Scott Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
You have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grouch.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.